Wagwan speakers, welcome to another episode of the Unspoken Podcast. Yay! I don't want to shout because I'm literally recording where? I'm literally recording this at 6 a.m. So I don't want to make noise. So but I hope my voice is clear. So welcome to another episode. This is episode 63 in it. I hope you guys are well. And you know, today is April 1st. Today is the first day of the month of April. 1st April 2024. And today is like a really special day because 1st April, a day like this, 4 years ago, I recorded my first podcast. I recorded my first episode. So I started recording on 1st April 2020. That's when I recorded my first episode, my first ever episode, the dramatic drum interview, bro. That was my first ever episode, and it's really nostalgic and very emotional for me because 4 years ago, a time like this, I didn't know that 4 years later I'll still be doing this podcasting thing. I'll still even be recording. I'll still be here, like doing this. Like, it's so, like, I don't know, like, I never thought that I'll be celebrating my 4 year anniversary today. So happy 4 years anniversary to me. Happy 4 years of podcasting consistently. Happy 4 years. I'm so proud of myself. I'll say I'm super proud of myself. I'm super excited for the future, for the plans that I have. I'm super grateful. Yeah, I'm super grateful to God for this. I'm super grateful to the speakers, to each and everyone, to my community, to each and everyone of you who listens to the podcast, who shares. I'm super grateful. I remember 4 years ago, like, a time like this when I was recording. Number one, I knew no one is going to listen to me. I knew that. I was just doing that for fun and no one's going to listen to my bullshit. I was gonna listen to my stupid stories. I knew that for sure. And I never knew people gonna someday better change names. So 4 years later, I changed the podcast names thrice. So I started when this podcast was called Midnight Tales. I don't even know why I call it that, because I started recording this thing at midnight, and when I started this, I wasn't even too keen on the title because I knew it wasn't something that I was going to be doing. I wasn't like taking it even seriously. So I just chose a random name because I was recording it at midnight. So it was like me telling you guys midnight stories. And I knew I was just going to record 1-2 episodes and never go back. So I was never keen on the name. So I called it, there's a time I started calling it Midnight Tales. The second time I called it was the Gangster Edition. Now that was, I was in my bad bitch era back in campus, bro. I was in my bad bitch era, so I call this the Gangster Edition. Bro, it's been a journey. And then, finally, Unspoken. That's the name that stuck today. So, 3 names later, 4 years down the line, and we're still doing this. And we're still doing this. Consistency is the name of the game. And we're still doing this. So, I'm super happy, super proud of myself. And today I'll be celebrating my 4 years anniversary of podcasting. So clap for me, because I'm clapping for myself. So yeah, I'm super happy. I'm super proud of that, of myself. And when I just realized that I'll be celebrating 4 years of podcasting today, like, a lot of things really came to mind. Like, a lot of things came to mind. Like, I'm proud of myself. I've been, like, 4 years down the line, 4 years later, I've been nominated for 2 awards. I won one, so I'm still, voting is still on for the second nomination. And I'm like, this is, be proud, like, I'm proud of myself, and I'm proud that I have been consistent. Of course, there's a time, I think, when I was in second year, when I was fighting depression, I've talked about it a number of times. At the time, I wasn't recording for like 6 whole months. I didn't record an episode. In fact, I had given up on recording a podcast. I had given up totally. So when I came back, that's when I changed the name to Unspoken, to talk about things that I was fighting that I couldn't talk about. So that's why I changed the name. So, and ever since, I've been recording consistently since I rebranded, and a lot of things I've seen the growth. The growth has been immense. like the growth since I changed the name, the growth has been immense. I've built an audience, the speakers, I've won awards. I started even doing audiovisual, which I never even thought I would because it's so hectic. So I even started now shooting video content on YouTube. I started showing up. I started bringing guests on the podcast. I never brought any guests. When I even started bringing guests on the podcast, I started being confident with the brand. Like, it's been a journey, and it's not been an easy journey, by the way. It's not been an easy journey. You've had me cry on this podcast not once, like not twice, a number of times. You've had me cry. You've had me laugh. We've shared laughter. We've laughed with you guys. We've laughed a couple of times. And we've cried, we've shared moments, we've shared memories. And it's been a journey. It's been a long journey. And I think because today I have a lot of things coming, my head is like, my head is full. Like, I am not in a good creative space right now because I've been doing this consistently since 2022, and I'm not in a good space right now. Like, I'm not in a good creative space. My creative juices are not like really working right now. So today being the anniversary, I am taking a break. I'm taking a small commercial break. I'm taking a small creative break to get back to my to be myself again until I feel myself again, because I feel like now I'm just recording because I need to record, because I need to upload an episode every Wednesday, because I need to upload an episode every Sunday. I'm not recording because I want to record. I'm just doing it because I need to be consistent, and I feel like I'm not putting out my best content out there, and I really need to be my best out there. So I am taking a short creative break, I think this entire month of April, because it's already first April. So I'm gonna be doing that because I need to get my house together. I need to now find how I'll be shooting video content. I need to line up guests. I need to like work on my production. I need to work on a lot of things. I need to work on my production a lot. So that's why I need this break, like, for real, because doing all those things at the same time and then recording two episodes each week, it's too hectic. So one needs to go. I can't handle them at the same time. Even if I wanted to do it, I would, but I will need to be doing my best work. I will need to be putting my best work out there, and I just need to put my best work out there. So that being said, I'm taking a short break. So this is the last episode you guys are gonna be hearing from me until maybe 4 weeks later. Yeah, so I hope you guys understand, and I hope this break is good for me, and I hope to come back bigger and better with good quality content, authentic content. Yep, the best production ever that I ever produced. So this is season 2. This is how I'm closing off season 2. If you remember, we started season 2 in September. If you are an avid listener of this podcast, we started season 2 last year in September, and 33 episodes down. Yep, we are closing off this season. So you guys tune in for season 3. Season 3 is coming back bigger and better. You know me, I'll come back bigger and better. You guys saw how season 2 we came back. You know me, I have to come back bigger and better. So let me take this time off. I need to work on a lot of things. I need to write some proposals because a lot of things are coming up. I need to work on them. So I need to write proposals. I need to get working. I need to get back to the paper, chase the bag. So I need to do that. I need to organize a lot of things, my production, like I said. So give me time, guys. Give me time. Don't call me. The people will be calling me. That's why I'm recording this episode. People will be DMing me like, bro, they would wait, you have not uploaded. So that's why I'm shooting this. So please listen to this episode and share that side. Don't text me. But just text me. I love your texts. So yeah, that's it. Mm-hmm. And I have to reflect a lot during this break. There are a lot of things I really need to reflect. A lot of things. Because, yo, this podcast is stressing me out, guys. I won't lie. Like, there's nothing that stresses me about this podcast. About production. It stresses me a lot. It's always on my mind, like, I need to do this, and I'm just alone, guys. But then now I'm just like doing this thing alone. I don't have, like, when I used to be in Kisumu, at least people used to help me out. Now in Nairobi, I'm yet to find people who are gonna help me out. So I'm like literally alone. I'm the one who needs to do the pitching, I'm the one who needs to do the production, I'm the one who needs to do the editing, everything. And it's exhausting, for real. It's really, really exhausting. That's why I feel so overwhelmed right now, and that's why I need to take that break. That's why I'm taking that break. I know. And I wanna come back bigger and better. Yeah, so probably I'll be back next month in May. Not probably, of course I'll be back. So I'm just taking this 1 month. I hope this 1 month is enough for me to get my house in order and come back with better things, with bigger things. So I'm just hoping, I'm praying to God to favor me, to align me with the right people, to work with the right things, like to just align me to, and I hope I'm on the right path. Even taking this break, I really hope I am on the right path. So yeah. Because I need to launch, like I told you guys, I'm launching something. Should I say it? Because this is the last episode. So yeah, let me just say it. I'm launching my, how should I call it? Is it my company? My association. I'm launching my association. It's gonna be an association for podcasters. I'm launching my second baby after I'm talking. It's gonna be an association for podcasters. It's gonna be called Africa Pod Lab, because when I started my podcast in 2020, first April, like 4 years ago, when I started this podcast, 4 years ago today, when I started this podcast, I knew nothing about podcasting. I knew totally nothing about podcasting. I was so green. I never even did my research. I just researched, what is a podcast? I just call it a random name, and then started recording. And then I never knew there's some things you need to do. There's some, like there's a system. Like, there's not even a system. That's not right, the right word. That, like, there's a process to this. There's a process. There's a way you do things. There's a way you put out content. There's not, you just don't like wake up, pick up and do it. There's a way you need to be consistent. You need to build a brand. It's like a brand you're building. Like, you need to, when someone listens to your podcast, you have to provide value to your listeners, to your audience. So I didn't know that. I was just there making my childish stories, because I think I was 19 at the time. So I was just making childish stories at the time, and I didn't have anyone I could look up to when I started this. I didn't have someone to guide me, someone to show me the path. Like, I didn't know. I was just doing this thing blindly, with no idea of what I was doing. So that's what I'm trying to change with aspiring podcasters. That's why I'm starting my new baby. My association is called, my company, Africa Pod Lab. It's going to be an association for podcasters. It's going to be a community of podcasters, where I'll be having workshops, online webinars, events for podcasters. I'm thinking, should I make it podcasters, just creatives? But I think podcasters, because that's what I do best, podcasting. So that's my new baby, guys, my announcement and my new baby. I'm super excited, because it's been a long way coming. My gosh, I've been postponing this a lot of times. I've been like, I'm supposed to launch it next week, and then I push it next month, and then I push it. It's been a long way coming, and fuck it, man, I'm doing this. I'm tired of postponing it. I'm tired of doubting myself. I'm tired of thinking like I'm not good enough for this. I'm tired of doing that, because I'm doing this. It's been in my heart for long, and I know it's not that it's been there for a reason. It's not like something just random. It's been in my mind for a long time, and it's time for me to do this. Because a number of podcasters, they're always asking me to like shed light, to give them some advice on how to go and just want to start their podcast. So I think that's the best platform for this. So if you're listening to this and you're a podcaster, you know what to do. So DM me, but I'll share all the details on how you guys can be members of the Africa Pod Lab. Let's do this. Let's change lives one podcast at a time. Let's inspire lives one podcast at a time. Let's tell our stories, our own African stories, one podcast at a time. That's the goal. So I'm super excited for what's ahead. It needs a lot of work, bro. If I even think about what I need to do for that, I feel like crying. But it's the path
But I gotta do what you gotta do. At the end of the day, being in your comfort zone, you know, you don't do shit. You don't achieve anything being in your comfort zone. So I'm doing it. So it will be launching on Friday, 5th April. I really wanted to launch it today, the day. Look, you know, I'm always like, so I'm always a person, what's the word? Like, I'm so attached. Like, I was even saying, I need to launch it the same day I started my podcast 4 years ago. Like, I needed to launch it today, but that's not happening. I'm going to be launching it on Friday, 5th April. So watch out for that, my new baby. An association for podcasters. It's coming. Y'all ain't ready for me. Y'all ain't ready. And remember, by there, I'm still seeking for votes for the Digital Creators Awards. So you guys, I'm going to leave the link in the description as always. Vote, because I'll not be here reminding you guys everyone is there on Sunday to vote for me, because I'll not be recording this entire month. So maybe I'll be active on social media, because I want to be very active on TikTok right now. So remember to vote, share, vote, and let's bring this home. I'll be so happy when that day on May 11th, I'll be there again, going to get this award. It will mean a lot to me. I want to push. So speakers, I need you out there to go and vote for me. So yeah, that's it. So happy new month, by the way. And I was just journaling and just writing my April goals and everything and manifesting. And my April goals are big. Like, they need a lot of work. And I'm just dedicating them to God. I'm just dedicating it to God. Like, God, open those opportunities for me. Because now I need God to open those opportunities for me, these things that I really want to, because April is going to be a busy month for me. That's why I think I'm even taking this break. I'm going to be up and about in offices looking for pitching, because I need a lot of things. I need to get things done, because I'm just realizing, like, we are, okay, first quarter of the year is almost done, and I haven't organized even my first event yet, bro. And I need to do that. And I need to do a lot of things. I had a lot of plans I had to do. And I need to start working on them right now. So that's why I'm taking this break. And I'll miss you guys. I'll miss talking to you guys. But I need to do this. I need to come back with a fresh mind, with fresh ideas. Yep. With fresh content, with fresh people on the podcast, not just my voice every day. I need to come back with fresh people on the podcast, dope content. Yep. And I think I'm gonna be ready for that. So I'm taking this time off to work on Unspoken. As much as I'm not be recording, I'll be working on Unspoken on the background, yeah, behind the scenes. So yeah, that's what's happening. I really hope I upload my first vlogcast. I really hope this April, check out for that on YouTube. I'm still 50-50 doubting myself, but I really hope I get the courage to do it. Please, I really hope. So that's it from me, guys. I just wanted to come on here and tell you guys about my plans and what I'm planning to do. So yep, I guess that's it. By the way, I guess that's it. I hope you have enjoyed your Easter. Today is the last day of the Easter. You've enjoyed the Easter. By the way, I went to the rally, like I was talking, like, yeah, last week, but I was telling you guys, like, there's a lot of things, and I don't know if I'm gonna make it to the rally. So I finally made it. I experienced the Safari rally for the first time, and my mind was blown. It was so interesting. Very, very interesting, but exhausting. Yo, I was so tired. Ile vumbi nilikula huko. I was so exhausted, but it was worth it. So I really enjoyed. So yeah, that's what's up. And guys, I'm super, super tired. I want to sleep. It's 6 a.m. I want to go out and take breakfast and then start working, because it's April and I got a lot of things to do. So look out for Africa Pod Lab, you guys. It's coming, my newest baby. It's been a long way coming, and it's been a lot of self-doubts. I've been doubting myself a lot. Like, can I really do this? Am I cut for this? Am I up for this? Should I do this? Will I maintain this? I've been second-guessing myself a lot. But I've decided I'm doing this. I've decided fuck it. I'm only here once. Like, I'm doing this. If I don't do it, who's gonna do it? Who's gonna do it if not me? So, if you're to learn anything from this podcast, is to stop second guessing yourself. Stop second guessing yourself. Push yourself out there and go out there. Dare yourself to dream. There's something. Yeah, dare yourself to dream. Dare yourself to dream. Dare yourself to push yourself out there. Dare yourself to dream big dreams and chase them, because what's life if you don't have dreams that give you the motivation to live, that give you that adrenaline to just push on. So stop second guessing yourself in whatever you're doing. Don't second guess yourself. Put yourself out there and dare to dream. I'm gonna see you in May. I'll be seeing you guys in May in season 3. Unspoken season 3 is gonna be big and better. So see you in May, guys. Take care. Keep it unspoken and dare to dream. Bye. I love you guys. I'm gonna miss you, but I'll be back before you know it.